I call this meeting to order. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Judy. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you.
Next, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve.
Okay, thank you, Erica. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Now, next, do we have any oral communications for this meeting?
We have one. It's up to you, Wendy. You get 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Start talking.
Finish eating my cookie.
Congratulations to you for being here as the chair, and I'm sorry to hear that you're leaving. But I'm Wendy Tyner, and I haven't met many of you. I'm part of Wintergrass Music Festival, and I have been part of Wintergrass since 2004, so I'm going on 20 years. And when we moved to Bellevue in 2010, Mary Pat was here, and John and Councilmember Stokes was here. And you embraced us right away, not knowing who we were as a bluegrass festival coming from Tacoma. And since 2011, you have given us support. So today I'm really here just to quickly thank you for the one-time grant of $3,000 that came through recently, and then the annual EAP grant. And in the past couple of years, we've also gotten some of the economic development grants that truly weathered the COVID storm for us. And for those of you who receive funding, it inspires us to do more. Mm-hmm. And we have never been an organization where it's poor old pitiful me. It's always about we're strong, we've done a lot in 30 years, we continue to serve kids, and we hope to continue to serve kids in the community better and better every year. And really, that's what you've done for us. And I submit my long reports to you. I don't know if they're read, but they're very detailed oriented about the people we serve, the number of tickets that are given out, but more importantly, how many scholarships are given out to students. Over 50% of our students receive full scholarships. And then a parent will say, can you give me a warning here?
Got one more minute.
So if you look at some of the families we serve, they can't afford being part of our youth education programs, but more importantly is they can't afford to stay in the hotel for 4 days. So we give them room accommodations. And that's really important to us, that we can embrace the whole family, the whole community that way. So this past year, the council gave us a certificate of commendation, and that was not expected. We also received the inaugural event of the year from Visit Bellevue, which tomorrow will be their annual events luncheon that I'll come back for that. I live on Bainbridge. And then Washington Festival and Events Association gave us 2 awards. One was the event of the year, and one was Central Puget Sound Event of the Year. We don't seek these awards out. And yet, I don't know, but when you get patted on the back, it just makes you feel good. It just, those, and I'm in philanthropy, so you know about thank yous. It's just important to thank people, and they all felt like thank you. So thank you for the funding. We did expand into the West End this year. We needed room for the students. We're reassessing that model. It was very expensive. So here is the poster that one of you can take. They're all handcrafted, limited edition. It's the artistic integrity that we try to support within Wintergrass, and then a couple of the programs that become keepers, and people keep them on their coffee top for year after year. So you can fight over it.
We'll leave them here.
So, thank you.
Boxes.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to just sit back and listen.
Yes. Sure.
Thank you.
All right. First presentation for this evening.
I have one thing I wanted to say beforehand. We have to replace somebody.
Unfortunately, but you're going on. You'll still be around with us, right?
I will be seeing you guys, hopefully.
So,
I'll come and visit. Yes.
Well, I'm pleased to announce that we have five candidates who are very, very good. They're going to have to work hard to, you know, be as good as you are. But I think there's a lot of possibility there. And so we'll look at all five. I think it's good to go through and we'll take a look at them and make a decision. And I think we can come up with somebody who'd be very good and a lot of adds a lot of. You know, we're always looking for people to add a different thing to the organization and to the team. And so I think we're in a good place there. When do we do that? When does it go back?
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
But no one will be able to replace you.
No. Absolutely not. No. So anyhow, I just thought you'd like to know that you're leaving the ship in good shape. You've done a great job.
Thank you, Councilmember Stokes. Well, I wanted to say how appreciative I'm, you know, doing this with all of you. I have learned so much from all of you. You guys bring such, you know, amazing perspectives to the Arts Commission. You know, you all have your own gifts and perspective to share. And I really love, you know, working with you guys to elevate the arts. It has been an amazing experience for me. Yeah, so I'm really just grateful to meet so many different people on this while doing this. Thank you.
Amazing. And can I show this off?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
That photo. You did present.
Oh,
and get everybody.
Actually, I do want a picture of everyone at the end.
Hey, you hold it because it's your award.
Stand up and take a photo with everyone. Let's do it.
Yeah. Become behind now,
probably. Yeah.
Well, Photoshop Ash.
No,
she does.
Yeah.
Let me put something. Oh boy. Oh, okay.
You know what? How about behind, in front of the flags?
Very patriotic.
The shorting is awkward.
The shorting is in the
front. Are you going to get in it?
The ministry, you're in the front.
I'm not. You're the
No.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Minette, we go to the first.
Yeah. Okay. So the first item on our agenda tonight is a A&E update, and I'll hand it over to Sophia, our Earth intern, who's been collecting surveys diligently over the past year.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sophia Girard, and I am the intern in the Arts Department here. Over the past year, I've been working on this project, so I'm just here to give you an update. No action is required for this item. It's just a progress report. All right, so I've been working on Arts and Economic Prosperity 6, which is a national research study administered by Americans for the Arts alongside over 400 municipal partners. It's a study that's attempting to understand the economic impact of our local arts and nonprofits organizations. It utilizes audience intercept surveys to assess spending related to arts and cultural events. So what that means is I or other staff members have been on the ground meeting attendees and arts patrons and administering these surveys in person. We're not allowed to do any surveys virtually, and it's really about the tangible impact of arts events. 2022 to 2023 has been the sixth iteration of this study. It occurs every 5 years, and it was delayed by 2 years due to COVID. Mm-hmm. So this is also a really great way to look at how our economy is bouncing back after the pandemic. Like I said, we're really trying to understand the economic impact of the arts beyond the ticket price. So when you go out to dinner, if you're buying a new outfit to go to a play or to a theater, if you're buying souvenirs or other retail goods, that's what we're asking people to tell us. We all, as members of the community, understand how important the arts are in terms of strengthening our social and cultural bonds, but it's also about understanding the key economic role that arts play in strengthening our economies. So this includes small events like Garden Delights, where people might just be buying a hot cocoa and spending $10 at the botanical gardens. But it also includes larger events like Wintergrass, where I met a young man who was visiting from West Virginia and was going to spend $10,000 on a new guitar. So we're meeting a wide variety of people, yeah, both from our local communities and from afar. Historically, Washington State has had very low participation. We can go to the next slide, maybe. In 2015, which was the last iteration of this study, Tacoma was the only city in the state that participated.
Oh.
So in this chart, this was the city of Tacoma results from the study. It's broken down into basically the same categories that this iteration is tracking. So including meals, gifts, childcare, lodging. For a number of reasons, including the cost of living in Bellevue, inflation since 2015, and the general higher cost of events in Bellevue, we expect spending to be much higher in this study. All right. Yes, so you can also see it's broken down into residents and non-residents. And then, of course, a general average. We expect all of these figures to be higher. So our process and progress so far, survey collection began in August of 2022. And throughout the year, staff, myself, Lori, and other members of our department have been attending 2 to 3 arts or cultural activities per week. This has allowed us to interact with over 34 local nonprofits and agencies, including many that we did not have pre-existing relationships with. So this has been really valuable, not only because we've been able to meet community members, but also because we've been able to interact with so many organizations. In addition to our own study, we've also been participating in an Eastside regional study alongside the cities of Renton, Issaquah, and Redmond. They are collecting their data separately, and each city is considered separately, but at the end of this, we will be receiving a report that will additionally allow us to consider the impact of arts on the wider economy of the Eastside. So there's a minimum of 800 surveys that had to be collected for consideration in this study. We currently have 725 collected, so we are nearly done. Additionally, there's a requirement that 25% of surveys are from BIPOC organizations. So as defined by Americans for the Arts, BIPOC organizations are any organization whose mission statement centers BIPOC cultures and communities in Bellevue. It's important to note, though, that while about 25% of our total surveys will have come from BIPOC organization events, that doesn't mean that only 25% of our surveys have been completed by members of our community of color. We expect that pretty much all of the events we've been to have been able to demonstrate the diversity of Bellevue and have been completed by a diverse set of audience members, and this will be reflected in the end results as well. So a quarter of surveys had to come from BIPOC organizations. We're currently at 28%, so that's what we're aiming for. Next steps, we have about 3 weeks of collection left, so we are right on track. Analysis for this will be completed by Americans for the Arts over the summer. And at the end of this, we will receive a report that shows the Bellevue statistics, the Eastside regional statistics, and the national statistics. Hopefully that will come out in October. Additionally, Americans for the Arts has been doing surveys of the organizations themselves, so we will also receive some sort of information regarding that also. And that's all I have for you. Okay. Does anyone have any questions, concerns, or comments?
I was curious why only Tacoma participated in the last survey. Why only Tacoma?
That's a really great question. I think it comes down to a lot of factors. Firstly, I don't know how heavily they work like recruiting cities to do it in the West Coast in the past. Additionally, there are, you know, certain structural barriers, like a fee to participate, the amount of hours it takes to collect these surveys. And I think generally the feeling that this knowledge has to be collected. And so I think in the past, they just haven't done a great job of communicating those needs to West Coast cities, because the West Coast as a whole has quite low participation.
That's that too, that Washington State in particular has fairly low funding for the arts comparatively across the nation.
Really?
Yeah. We're one of the lowest in the nation, actually.
At the state level or at every level?
Mm-hmm. And so there's simply a lack of resource. It takes quite a bit of resource to both pay for the study and to complete it. And it might not be where it's prioritized. On top of that, many of the cities that might participate are here in King County.
Mm-hmm.
And King County has a really robust amount of data that is collected through Art Fund, mm-hmm. which is wonderful if we're looking internal to King County, but that data can't be compared across the nation.
Is it because, Laurie, the criteria and the categories of spending are different at the National Endowment for the Arts are doing versus Arts Fund?
Yeah, Arts Fund doesn't frame it in the same way.
Okay.
So it's not even the categories, they don't even have the same buckets.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's great data. Arts Fund's data is wonderful. It's just not comparative. If we wanted to look at one of our comparative cities in Virginia or California, that it just doesn't have the same apples to apples.
Right, okay.
So is the goal of this study in some ways to argue for more arts funding from the state? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the long term? I'm curious.
Well, is it to gauge the health of the arts?
I'm thinking it's a way to show legislatures that the arts are an engine for economic development. So it's an argument for additional funding.
Yeah.
I know I did a public art project in North Carolina a year and a half ago, and they got a huge chunk of money in a fairly red state for the arts because someone had convinced the legislature that it was economic development. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because I had requirements doing the artwork that I had to hire local fabric. You know, I had to do everything I could to keep money in the state. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe that's the goal here.
Yes.
Because there's money at the state level. There has been money. I don't know if there is anymore.
You just have to ask.
Yeah. Well, you have to convince them.
Right.
You know?
I can say, too, that one of the common uses for this data is that the nonprofit community can then take that and demonstrate their own economic impacts
mm-hmm.
when they're out writing grants
mm-hmm.
and other funding back into our communities.
Okay.
If you are an organization, let's say that it's $50 per person beyond the price of your ticket, and you serve a million people a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Millions, a lot of service. But that is a really common use for this data.
Yeah.
Okay.
Job. I mean,
it's
a heavy lift.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
good luck with those last 75. You must have a lot of events to go to.
Yeah. We should be able to complete it without any problem, I think.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Very good.
You don't have to stick around.
Interesting internship.
Yeah.
Do that.
All right, next item is launching art policy review. Basically, in the Bellevue City Code, there is an item where the Arts Commission is to develop recommendations for acquiring public art. We're all familiar with that. And also review and make recommendations on the suitability of a work as intended as a gift to the city. So those two items support having essentially policies to acquire artwork and also deacquisition artwork. And we've used these throughout the years. However, there are unclear records whether or not they are formally adopted. Some of them I can prove are, other ones are unsure. And generally, they have not been updated for a very long time. I think the mid-2000s were the last time these were really looked at thoroughly. So some of the key objectives of this work is ensuring that they reflect best practices in public art management, along with just establishing better clarity on acquiring, unacquiring, and evaluating new artworks and gifts that the city may receive in the future. We'd also like to develop protocols for the loan of artworks and making sure that we have clear criteria in accepting any loans or donations and that all of this meets established standards for public display. We do have art display policies, so we'd like to make sure those are included. And then we also, on top of this, want to make sure that artists are fairly compensated and recognized for their contributions. So this will be included in all of these policies. The areas, and I will share my screen just so we have, well, that's the wrong mouse. sorry, it's confusing with the two monitors here. This is in your packet as well, but the areas I will be looking at are generally the accession of artwork, including new and existing, so this could be donations and loans and gifts, deacquisition, so what is the procedure, what are the evaluation criteria, what action needs to be taken, jury selection policies, how juries are appointed, what is their composition, what are their responsibilities, how are people compensated for their time and review, and how are recommendations made, art selection process, what's the administrative, that would be staff review, calls, how are they distributed, how are they written, approved, how do we select winners of those calls, and how are those winners endorsed. Another one is our display policy, making sure that we have a very clear display policy that we can point to. And then along with that is maintenance. What is our maintenance procedure and criteria? So I'm presenting this as a launch of this body of work to you all. I would like initial feedback if you have any suggestions or areas that you believe I should be looking at, either in more detail or in addition to. It's probably going to be quite lengthy. It will involve touch points with our legal department and our risk department. Mm-hmm. On top of this, I would like to have very clear loan agreement templates, donation templates, all those kind of forms ready to go. We have over the years been creating those, but they're sort of piecemeal last minute. And I'd like to have those as a part of these policies. We have a clear piece of legal paperwork if we need to acquire or unacquire something.
Well, last night was an example of what we need, want to need that.
Exactly.
We have some rules and things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting more and more of those type of events.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to talk about that last night later?
I mean, last night is a great example of a loan. Mm-hmm. There are kind of, a loan can go both ways. We could loan out artwork, very uncommon. People can loan us artwork for display.
So after this meeting, I suggest you take a look around City Hall, mostly near the front where you enter. Both floors, so the catwalk on the second floor and the first floor, has a huge, tremendous collection by a, is that resident? Is Jerry a resident?
Jerry is a resident.
Resident of Bellevue, Jerry Lee. He donated the squiggly, I call the squiggly artwork.
Joshua number five.
To the bronze statue that's on the first floor. So that one is officially ours. All the other artwork, though, that's on display right now, those are on loan for the month of May to celebrate Asian American Heritage Month.
I noticed the dress wasn't there.
The dress that... Which dress?
The Afghanistan.
That's women? Upstairs. We moved upstairs.
Okay, so they're downstairs last night.
Was it down? There's three downstairs and one upstairs.
Well, the one that we.
It might have moved last night. Yeah, we have everything from dresses to artworks, both 2D and 3D. And some of them are on loan from artists that Jerry recommended, but big and large, it's mostly his personal collection. There are some big names, so I feel very lucky. Mm-hmm. And we also have some of our own artwork sprinkled throughout. Mm-hmm. That is kind of leads perfectly into the next item, which I won't go into until we're done with this, but... this is work that will come to us in the future. We will get more requests or suggestions for loaned artwork or displaying artwork. So having policies and agreements that are endorsed by you and council will be helpful to have organized, structured work in the future. It'll likely be over the next year. We have too many council touch points this year. So we're looking to next year bringing draft and final policies to you all, and then it'll likely go to council.
Seems very comprehensive.
I had one thought, Nanette, which is my hobby horse. When you're looking at acquisition, I think maintenance should be in there also.
Yeah, that's a part of this maintenance.
I see
policy.
Maintenance there, which is sort of once we own it. But I think part of the criteria when we're evaluating work before we receive it, i.e. a donation or give authorization for someone to fabricate, I think maintenance should be part of that.
Yeah.
The maintenance costs should be a lot, should at least be in, one of the values we assess.
I'll make note of that. I think that is a standard to have at least, the very least, as a criteria, at the most, even an agreement with the artist for the standard of maintenance and recommendations, just so you have a record. Any other questions, comments?
And then for the assessing part, maybe consider, I don't know how often we do site-specific work, but maybe consider relocating them as an option if we could, instead of just decommissioning it.
There's definitely, there'll be a checklist of items and reasoning, and I think that can be included. Is relocation an option?
Okay.
And if not, why?
Right.
Yeah.
Because people put in a lot of effort, so it'd be nice to keep up if possible.
All right. Anything else before I move on? So this came up sort of briefly as I was talking. We do have art on display right now that is from our own collection in celebration of Asian American Heritage Month. That is because we already have some survey results. I specifically started, so last month presented the survey, and thank you for all of the valuable feedback. I have attached in your packet the new survey. It reads sort of funny. That's because it's one of the logic. If you click a question, it'll show you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all of the options just included in a line. But we have more details on ethnicity and race.
I included a question about a location, where the primary location is. And there might have been another thing.
Box at the end.
Oh, yes, the comments or questions for us. Thank you, Lori. So I started with distribution to our portable artists most recently acquired. We are already getting responses as of the 26th. I had 25 responses out of 43, which is...
That's great.
Okay, not the best. It'll, you know, 58%. We're getting there, but I will continue reaching out. We have acquired art from galleries. So reaching out to galleries and having them also distribute the survey. I've had a few people reach out and thank all of you for accepting their artwork into the collection. And there are some also positive notes about how this is important work, and they feel valued that their voice is being recorded. So yeah, it's going to be another long collection. We'll probably keep it open until we have as near to 100% as we can.
I have a question. Now with that data that you're collecting, will there be some item in the session policy that reflects, like, of Bellevue's population, we're going to aim to collect that exact amount percentage?
That is an interesting, I think we might point more to our mission statement, in support of collecting a more diverse collection, less so than in the policies. This is definitely on the back of our mind as staff, as like in the future, if we do another portable art call, or just a open call, is definitely looking at these survey results, how they reflect Bellevue and maybe where are the holes.
I think it'll be good finding those gaps, but then, like, what do we do about it after that? Like, the intentional outreach or the partnerships, like, that's what's going to be important, because we can collect the data, but if we're not trying to do something about it, so maybe it's not in the policy, but maybe it's like a procedure of, like, you know, this is how we're gonna try and make sure that we're represented fully.
It also might, how the calls were written might really influence that, and who the calls, you know, the direct contact they will, that is made when calls are issued might make a difference too. Again, reaching out to specific communities, and again, language in the call. For instance, I can see if we do another mural call, that could be a real opportunity to really stress, you know, what we'd like to see in terms of diversity.
Yeah. I think this will be really important for our future work in examining how we celebrate voices in Bellevue. All voices, yeah. That wraps up, unless there's any more questions, our agenda items tonight. What's next on the agenda?
So this is one thing on this. Yeah. These things you're talking about, it would be nice for the council to do through.
I think it definitely can be an arts update.
I think so.
Yeah. But it might be a little while. You'll get sneak previews here and there.
That's, you know. I think that'd be really good.
Cool. All right. Commission quick business, remote participation. Approval for the next meeting. We will be one member down potentially, unless we can get a new
An appointment.
We have to do interviews and then John appoints. So we'll see. It might be June or July before we have a new member. But the next meeting is June 7th. Does anybody anticipate needing remote participation? You can continue. I don't know if Ashmita, we might want to approve Ashmita as well.
Okay.
Any other There is one more spot open if anybody anticipates being away. No. Maria, do you want to make a motion for?
Yes. Do I have a motion to approve the remote participation?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Next item is, so because we will not have a chair for the June meeting, does anybody want to nominate themselves to be chair or nominate somebody else to be chair?
Can I nominate Judy?
She did really well.
I got a trial run, didn't I?
Yeah.
For the nomination.
Yeah, I would do that. Sure.
Can I get motion to no, okay, so actually Erica did that, right? The first. Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
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 Project updates. Do you want to cover them to start?
Thank you all again for the work you did on selecting our one-time recipients. And thank you, Maria. She joined me at council and did an incredible presentation. I slipped.
Yeah.
took those recommendations. They were approved by council. All of our awardees have been notified. Happy they're up in the community getting that work done now. Mm-hmm. It actually been given provisional acceptance because our timelines were really short. Mm-hmm. Because they have to spend the funds out by the end of the year. So they got confirmed that the provisional has been upgraded to convert. Quick update on our Bell Red Arts District Community Alliance. They are close to filing their artist incorporation in Washington State. Mm-hmm. Our own Maria. And is on the board, so she might be leaving the Art Commission, but she'll be staying with us.
A tiny bit.
She's going to be keeping working in the arts in our community with our Bell Red Arts District Community Alliance.
Right. Yeah.
Their plans right now are to launch a website in June and then maybe have a soft launch party of some sort in July. We should
stay informed.
We have an Instagram. Okay. I can't.
Or perhaps we invite Maria for some updates from time to time.
Every month.
Every month.
You could just telephone in.
You heard an update from our partners in PACE last month about the Bellwether Arts Festival. Their call for artists closed on May 1, so they are in the process of selecting and reviewing those now. I'm sure we will hear an update in the next, I think they're looking at June or July coming back to commission to give another update. So they'll keep us well informed on their progress. Our downtown park art, the majority of installation is complete. We are literally to the point of like double checking rivets. Please do go down and check it out when you have time. We're looking for that fence to be coming down in mid-May. So you'll be able to get in there and under there. Mm-hmm. And Judy, I checked for you because once you said that you were worried about leaves falling in those columns, I have not been able to sleep. Mm-hmm. And there are carve-out holes to be able to go in and clean out.
Mm-hmm.
So the piece will be able to be maintained without leaves in the columns. I can sleep again. We're looking to have a community celebration around the park. The art, currently there's a tentative date of June 24th. I want to make sure to get that on your calendars early. But when it is confirmed, you will get formal invitations.
Okay.
The other big news is that our final permits have come in for our mural project. Oh. So we are ready to roll once the weather turns good. And Mineta's getting all the contracts finalized. I think they're done now. So we're just going to start with our scheduling once we're a little more sure of the weather. It's been a very rainy spring.
Oh, cold. July for like majority of the work. We'll likely start some stuff in June. Yeah. Artists are excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then in artwork maintenance, giving you an early heads up that the sculpture Guanyin that is in our plaza will most likely be removed in the next couple of weeks to go to a storage facility since it has a major crack.
Oh.
So we are evaluating the piece,
seeing what are the next steps. But when you see that come down and people ask you, it is being removed to storage for evaluation.
Yep.
Lori, can I add one thing? Mm-hmm. The East Rail meeting last week was very good, and we had a good opportunity to talk about the arts and good discussion with that, and particularly on how we're connecting the pieces and everything in that, and also talked about the you know, the Bell Red Arts District and how that the East Rail and the trails and everything will lead into that, and it's all connected, and we're kind of catching up with I say that because they've been doing it a long time, Kirkland and Redmond, and how they've been working on this. And I think it's everybody really is talking about how we're doing things, all of us doing things that are different but connected. So we've gotten to that kind of sweet spot of the thing. And it's an organization. I think it's the best meetings to go to, and the best work is being done. Mm-hmm. And we're a big part of it. And Arts Commission's a big part of it. So it's good.
It's a good part.
We do also have a staffing update. Some of you will probably remember Scott McDonald, who was at the city for a very long time. He has been rehired as a public art specialist. So he's continuing wrapping up Downtown Park, and we'll be looking at various other public art related projects. Yeah, I think that's all we have for tonight. Any other remarks? We're efficient. More time to eat cupcakes.
Efficient.
Okay. I went to the farmer's market today, Spring District. It's small, but hopefully grows throughout time. It was fun, good food. Pace was there with the Arts Without Barriers, so that was nice. Would like to see some more public art or like artists go out and have, you know, booths there. But all in all, yeah.
So will it be every Wednesday?
It's every first Wednesday in the Spring District. And okay. Then I think they have another site in the church.
Yeah, I think that's
First Presbyterian.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, northeast end of downtown.
That's what I was, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I love farmers market season.
They have a grant from you all this year, too, to get more musical performances at farmers markets.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Okay. Well, any other comments before we close the meeting? Okay. The time is 5:17, and I adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.